Hey, welcome back to the Actor's Career Compass, where we give actionable, bite-sized tips to help you navigate your acting career. I'm your host, Martin Benson, and today we'll be talking about how to determine if you're actually good at acting. So, even if you have some, issues, let's say, with your acting right now, chances are that you'll be able to quickly improve your acting and get noticed by casting directors and auditions. But it takes that first step of being honest with yourself and being like, you know what? I am willing to make a change. I'm willing to be open. I'm willing to listen to criticism and not dismiss it, because too often the actors that I've worked with don't want to hear it. Like, they'll say, oh, yeah, thank you for that feedback. Like, we'll be working in a scene, let's say, and they'll say, oh, yeah, good idea, I'll implement that. And then they just won't change their performance at all. And if I were to have a direct conversation with them, it would be difficult because they don't want to change or try anything different. So it really is critical that you take that first step of saying to yourself, okay, if I've been stuck, if I'm getting auditions, or if I'm not getting auditions, but I'm submitting clips of myself, chances are something about my acting is off. Or if I'm submitting clips of myself, but I'm not booking any of those auditions that I'm getting, then you have to say, like, something is probably off with my acting. Because honestly, a realistic number, for every 10 jobs that you submit yourself to, you should at least get one audition. And for every 10 auditions that you do, you should at least get one booking. Okay? Those numbers can definitely be improved. I know many actors who get it up to like 3 and 3, which is awesome. But, one and one is a totally fair starting point. And if you're less than that, that tells me that something is probably off in your performance. So anyway, how do you determine if you're actually good at acting? Well, there's a few ways, some of which are going to require other people, and others you can do them, like, figure it out on your own. So, first one, getting feedback from trusted sources. So you should record a few self-tapes, ideally dialogues, not monologues, so something where you're talking with another person, and you can send it out to any directors or acting coaches or fellow actors that you know. You're not going to send this to super famous people, obviously, just people that you know personally who probably have the time and willingness to give you some feedback. So you're going to ask them to provide some constructive criticism, okay? And that's key. Constructive criticism. Don't say, how do you think I did in this? Because they're probably just going to be nice and say, oh, it was good. Say, I'd like some constructive criticism. And when you hear back, most people are going to try to be more positive than negative. So it's your job to dig deeper on the negatives that they give you. So if they write, oh, I love it, but this one little section was off because of blah, blah, blah. But besides that, you did an amazing job. Think about it as, like, that one little section that they're talking about is probably the reason that you wouldn't book the role. So you have to dig deep and find out what happened there and how can I fix that for the future. Okay? So you can ask, if there is a critique in their message, you can ask them to provide more detail on it. Like, what you might be able to do to improve, or why they felt the way that they did in that comment. Make it clear to them that you're not going to be offended by anything that they say, and that anything that they share is super helpful and appreciated. So I'll give you a quick story. I actually, for years, I wanted to get people to give us feedback on the headshots that we did and the customer experience. And I would say, hey, how was your experience? Please write back if there's anything that we can do to improve, right? And people would just say, oh, it was great, thanks, or they wouldn't reply. So eventually I changed it, and now the process I follow is I send an email that says, hey, thanks so much for working with us. If you had to rate your experience from 1 to 10, with 10 being perfect and amazing and 1 being terrible, what number would you give it? And most people give it a 10, which is awesome because people have a great experience and, I'm happy with the company I've built, City Headshots. But for anybody who gives less, it's almost always a 9 that they will give if it's not a 10. It's rare that we hear less than a 9 from people. But the key thing is that you can do this, you can use this technique with these clips that you send to people. You could ask them, could you rate it from 1 to 10? The key thing about 1 to 10 is that people give you a 9, and that says to you that, like, that gives them a way to be super nice, but to also be like, hey, there was something wrong with this. So they're not just going to write back and be like, oh, it was great, good job. They're going to say like, oh, a 9. And then you're going to say, oh, thanks so much for the feedback. Really appreciate that. Is there anything, no matter how small, that I could have changed to make it a 10? And that's where they'll explain whatever it is that was off. And that's where the best learning comes in. And so when we get 9s from customer feedback, I get that information, and then we're able to take that and apply it directly to the business. So the experience for the customer keeps getting better and better, just as you'll be able to do with your performance, so that your acting gets better and better. Okay? So let's go into the next way to know if you're a good actor, and that is by the measurable results. So as I discussed earlier, your audition outcomes, like if you're consistently getting positive responses in auditions, or you're getting lots of callbacks or bookings, that means that your acting is good. You're on point. On the other hand, if you rarely ever get callbacks or bookings, or people just say thanks, we'll let you know, or you just submit and you don't hear back from anybody, that is a good sign that something is off with your acting and needs to improve, okay? It's not the only sign, but it's a pretty good indicator that if you improve something in your acting, you're probably going to start seeing some more bites. Now, number three is, your own feelings. So think about your most recent audition or performance you did. If you can think about it for a minute, I want to ask you a couple of questions. So one, did you find yourself fully immersed in the character? Did you find yourself living as the character or breathing and thinking as them throughout the entire performance? Or were you still kind of thinking about yourself or how you looked to the camera or the audience? So whenever you worry or you're thinking about the world outside of the story, it means you're breaking character, and good casting directors can tell. And that is going to impact the number of jobs you booked. So if you know for a fact that when you're performing, there are thoughts that creep into your mind about the outside world, then that means that your acting could use some more improvement and you need to continue working on it. Number four, your body's unconscious reactions. So next time you're recording a self-tape or a monologue, notice your body's unconscious reactions. Like, do you feel the adrenaline rush? Or do you feel your heart rate increasing? Or did a tear come out that you didn't have to actually force? Genuine unconscious reactions in our body are definitely a good way to tell that you're fully immersed in the character and that your performance is on point. Finally, review recordings of your performance and judge them yourself. So I love to recommend this because it is interesting watching yourself perform. So you want to get your phone out and point it at yourself, record, and then just watch it back, especially during an emotional moment, like something where you're crying or yelling. When you watch your performance, do you truly feel the emotions? Does your performance give you goosebumps, like where you can totally feel it and you're there? If not, unfortunately, it's probably not going to impress casting directors, and that is absolutely critical. You need your auditions to give people that feeling of goosebumps. Once you do that, that's typically what they say. They hire the person who gives them the most goosebumps, as long as obviously you look like the character and all of that, but type is a subject for a different podcast episode. So now, if after listening to all of these, you are thinking, oh my God, I suck, do not worry. You probably don't suck, okay? It's a learning curve, and you just need to continue practicing and training. Acting is not easy. A lot of people, especially new people who are brand new to acting, and those who want it just for the fame and are only going to be here for a few months and then quit, they go in because there's a low barrier to entry. It's not like I want to start a photography business and I have to buy $10,000 worth of equipment. It's like, oh, I want to try acting and become famous, and so I'm going to just do some Googling and maybe take an acting class and then just start submitting myself for things and try to get an agent. This is also why so many people get scammed, because agents know that there's a lot of people out there who want instant fame and they prey on them, these scammers. They're not real agents. But anyway, the idea is you want to really put in the effort to make sure that your acting is on point, because it is not easy. It's hard to get fully into character and just live and breathe as the character. It's hard to memorize lines, all of that. And in order to build a successful acting career, you have to earn it by putting in the effort. Okay, so if you're not booking things, if you're struggling, if you're finding everything very difficult, it doesn't mean that you are terrible. It doesn't mean that you have no acting potential. It just means that you need to look at some of these things that I've outlined in this podcast and figure out how you can use some of these techniques to improve your acting and try to get yourself to that point where you're at a 1 and 1. So for every 10 projects that you submit yourself to online, you get 1 audition invite or 1 self-tape invite. And then for every 10 of those that you submit, you book 1 job, or at least you get 1 callback. Okay. In future podcast episodes, I'm going to be sharing some very specific tactics that you can use to actually improve your performances. But for now, I just recommend checking out 2 articles that I have on performance. One is called Natural Acting. So if you search the word City Headshots, CITY Headshots, and then type Natural Acting into Google, that one should show up. And then you can also search for my Acting for Film article. So again, just type City Headshots and then Acting for Film into Google, and that should show up as well. You can also enroll in an acting course. I usually recommend courses that focus on Meisner technique, or again, screen acting would be really, really helpful. Even if you're thinking of going into theater, having some screen acting background is definitely going to be helpful for you. Or of course, you can work one-on-one with an acting coach to improve. I'd like to briefly share some information about my actor coaching services. So I work with actors all over the world via Zoom to help them improve their acting and to move their careers forward as well. I can help you focus solely on improving your career, or I can help you solely improve your acting technique, or we could do some of both as needed. So if you're interested in talking to me about that, learning pricing and hearing more details, just shoot me an email. My email is Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N, at cityheadshots.com. Again, that's C-I-T-Y, headshots with an S. So Martin at cityheadshots.com if you'd like to learn more. And that's pretty much it. Thanks for listening. All I have, as always, is 1 ask of you, which is if you haven't already, please subscribe to the show so you don't miss future episodes. It's also going to help me make these episodes more easily findable for other actors as well. Thanks so much, and I will see you soon.